Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. We'll kick off the third hour here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In Shanghai, China, they're on something like day number 45 of a total lockdown.
Don't you envy the people living in that communist workers' paradise?
Yeah, right.
No, it sounds absolutely like a hellscape. You've literally got people jumping out of windows off of the top of their apartments to kill themselves in frustration, presumably because it's difficult to get food. They have no human contact of which to speak. It is just absolutely horrifying to be kept in your apartment and prevented from leaving. They've erected gates out in front of apartment complexes to prevent people who might get the idea that they want to go for a walk or somehow get out of their house because they're going crazy from actually leaving. So they've literally turned these apartment buildings into prisons. I saw another clip of from the Northrop Gundam Twitter account where he's just retweeting all kinds of crazy videos. And usually the videos out of China are very short, which is curious because it's like they're trying to bypass, you know, some sort of restriction on data. We were talking about how they're locking down. We know they've got the Great Chinese Wall, right? Like the internet
wall.
The
Great Firewall in China.
So most of the Chinese videos that I'm seeing out there are not any longer than 15, maybe 20 seconds. If you find one that's longer than 30 seconds or a minute, I mean, it's rare. And it makes me wonder if they're keeping their videos purposely short so they can send them out via whatever transfer methods without getting flagged as a potential video, right? Because videos are usually very large in file size if they're, you know, any decent amount of time. And so just some of the little clips, these 15-second clips, are just absolutely horrifying. One was an example of the innovative methods they're using to, I'm putting quotes around that, air quotes, to keep people inside their homes, where Chinese agents in full body, you know, hazmat suits with drills are going and drilling holes into concrete outside of somebody's front door or outside of an apartment building door, and then sticking metal rods down into that that hole. So to prevent, and they do it right next to the opening of the door, so therefore the door is prevented from being able to open by hitting a metal rod that's sticking into concrete outside. It makes it very, very difficult to bust that door open from the inside. And then, of course, you add to that the fact they're putting up metal gates around these building entrances just to keep people in what is called a zero COVID policy. It's absolutely insane. It's also zero freedom. But we're sharing with you a editorial piece here, or I guess an opinion piece from somebody who's actually in Shanghai. His name is Don Weiland, or sorry, Weinland, W-E-I-N-L-A-N-D. He's writing for The Economist in an article titled, "Lockdown in Shanghai, I've Caught a Glimpse of Our Techno-Dystopian Future. Rotting cabbage, digital breadlines, and bossy drones." And I wanted to just continue here where he's talking about how frequently, when he is able to get food delivered to his home, a lot of it is already rotting. He had moths come out of one package that fluttered around his room for days. And he says that when the lockdown was announced, millions of people had just hours to prepare. It was launched without considering how the elderly or disabled would pass the weeks in isolation, or cancer and diabetes patients would receive life-saving medication and treatment, or how long it would take pregnant women to get to the hospital. Tens of thousands of businesses were closed without thinking about how employees would get through the month without a paycheck, or how company owners could pay the rent. Countless residents struggled to find basic provisions, such as cabbage and pork loins, rotted on the shelves. fewer were still prepared to be carted off to the mass quarantine facilities that are masquerading as hospitals. Many people have died as a result of not being able to access medical treatment for conditions other than COVID. But avoiding COVID deaths has been the only thing that mattered to officials. And you guys were speculating on that in the last hour, and that's absolutely the case.
Yeah, if you don't die of COVID, it's okay.
Yeah, there was early, a couple weeks ago, when we talked about Shanghai in detail at that time, there were video clips of, there was one guy, an elderly man, lying outside his apartment complex. They hadn't put up the gates yet, right? The gates came in the last week or so. They had tried to take him to different hospitals where he was refused. They would not let this man in. I don't know what his condition was, but it wasn't good. He was laying down. He could not get up.
This happened in the United States, actually, too.
Right, where people couldn't get into the hospital for, quote-unquote, elective surgeries.
Refused. I don't even know if it was just elective surgeries, but other medical needs that needed to be addressed.
Or if you could get in, your family couldn't come with you to accompany you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. That was definitely true.
The Communist Party sees this single-mindedness as a quality that allows it to blast through obstacles in its path, but it has also rendered politicians strikingly unaware of how sentiment in the city has shifted in recent weeks. In a letter to guests, a hotel in my district boldly remarked, quote, COVID is not the thing we're afraid of, it's government policy, unquote.
Truth.
For some of the hotel's older staff, the situation has sparked painful memories. I spoke to an employee in his early 60s who's been living in the hotel for weeks away from his wife. Normally a cheerful man, when asked about the lockdown, he only mumbles under his breath that they, the party, don't care how average people live. The lockdown has
not... Or whether they live.
Indeed. The lockdown has not been without humor. Shanghai residents joke that the world has lain flat or given up on controlling COVID and let it run wild. They, too, would like to lie flat, but China's central government has forced them instead to do sit-ups in its attempt to achieve zero COVID. Tensions between Shanghai...
Does sit-ups help with COVID?
It's an analogy.
Oh, okay.
Tensions between Shanghai and other parts of China have existed for ages. The Shanghainese fancy themselves more cosmopolitan and sophisticated than folk from other cities. Many of them feel that Shanghai has been marauded by outsiders who cannot understand their language or culture. The lockdown appears to have breathed new life into localist sentiment. In December, an official from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Zhao Lijian, told foreign reporters they could go chuckle to themselves or tao zele for being able to live comfortably in China during the pandemic. During the lockdown, a photo of a Shanghai resident with a picture of Zhao and the chuckle quote taped to his back has been shared widely on social media. The phrase, which along with Zhao's name also became unsearchable on Chinese social media for a time, now serves as a riposte to the distorted vision of the country the Chinese government presents to the world. Locals have been hard at work creating a counter-narrative. A Shanghai-based rapper called Astro posted a song called New Slave on YouTube with frank lyrics about what's happening in the city. He notes that, quote, those in uniform care only about their careers and don't give an S about life or dignity, unquote.
That's true of uniforms everywhere.
Wouldn't surprise me if he got snatched away one of these nights.
No, they like to harvest the organs of dissidents.
On the evening of April 22nd, a video cataloging many of the government's lies and missteps over the past few weeks was shared so widely across Chinese social media that for a short period of time, censors appeared unable to keep up. The government is cracking down on dissenters. People who post unfavorable commentary on Twitter are visited by police. Signs in COVID camps warn patients that posting images of their surroundings on social media could violate the law. But through the perpetual haze of China's case of long COVID, a crisper image of the Shanghai lockdown is starting to emerge. And boy, is it ugly. So that's just a little peek into the life of what it's like being in Shanghai right now, where people, 25 million people, are being locked down with no end in sight. The government is saying they will not let people out of their homes until zero COVID is reached.
That will never happen.
That's exactly right.
So permanent imprisonment, or life imprisonment might be.
Yeah, until you kill yourself.
Yeah, basically.
Or until some sort of revolution starts. And there have been little smatterings of it here and there, well, apparently, at least according to some of the videos that have been released, with people protesting in the streets and not enough agents are there to stop them. So, I mean, all it takes is people being willing to leave their homes, but of course now they've got to deal with the metal walls that have been erected around their apartment complexes in order to even do that. So the longer they've waited, the more imprisoned that they have become.
It's not going to get easier. Yeah. Now's the time to move.
This is why we went out the very same night the stay-at-home order went into place and continue to go out week after week after week here in New Hampshire. There's more coming up in moments. This is...
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here tonight. We've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features over there. Coming up, we'll get into the EU, European Union, and some of the more crackdowns they're doing in the world of the Internet. That's on the way. Of course, it pales in comparison to physically housing people in insane quarantine camps. I just showed you guys the photos that I was referring to earlier. I didn't have them in front of me earlier, but I think I also just shared those out on our social media. Yeah, so if you want to see this, go to social.freetalklive.com and make sure you follow the FTL Free Talk Live profile there. These buildings that appear to be new construction. I mean, because we're looking into...
Yeah, definitely new construction.
Yeah, we're looking into these buildings here, and it doesn't look like they've just taken over some office complexes. It doesn't look like these what appear to be completely empty floors with no real identifying marks except for the fact that they're full of cots and people... That doesn't seem like they had any previous life, right? Like, these buildings don't seem like they were taken over from, Mitsubishi or something like that.
Yeah.
It was just there doing business. It looks like these are quarantine facilities and really creepy stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's almost so... It looks almost fake.
It's real.
It looks almost fake. It looks like it was almost mocked up. For some purpose, some political propaganda or something.
Yeah. No, this is really really happening. These aren't the only images of quarantine facilities. There are others that are not in high rises. I mean, these are maybe 20-story buildings or something like that. But there's others where they're very flat, like convention centers with a bunch of beds in them. Others where there's like these housing units that have been built outdoors with two floors. And I saw one piece of footage with one of these outdoor housing units. And there was a truck that came along with supplies, and a huge crowd of people followed this truck. There was almost no Chinese agents in the vicinity, and they swarmed this truck. It was like a supply, like food was on this truck, and these people are so hungry. They swarmed this truck, and the whole truck was offloaded of every single box within seconds. So, I mean, this is just an absolutely insane situation. Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. And Sarah identifies as a communist. And so, Sarah, you've been listening. I know normally you don't listen to the show, but you've been on hold at least for the last 15 minutes or so as we've been discussing the lockdown in Shanghai. And I just want to see if you're on board, if you think the Shanghai government is doing the right thing.
Communism at work.
I don't know if it's just because it's the communist ism. I don't think, we're not doing so well right now either. And we've been through a Great Depression, a lot of bad economic under capitalism. So,
when did we have free markets? When exactly was that? Was it when FDR stole all the gold? Was that a free market? Mm. You know, 70% tax rates? Was that free market?
I do not understand what you're talking about.
She can't even fathom what a free market is. She does not understand the words coming out of your mouth.
Well, I really don't think they're just. It's not about communism. They're just dealing with the coronavirus the way they can. And I'm sure they're going through.
How is locking up sick people the best you can do? You know? Not that these people even seem to be particularly sick. They're sick of being locked up. But, it's a cold. Why not just let people catch a cold and then get better?
Well, I mean, why are people wearing masks in San Francisco and L.A.? They're supposed to wear masks here. Well, it's capitalism. They don't have much freedom either.
Where is their capitalism?
What does this have to do with capitalism?
Capitalism is free markets.
Well,
we don't have freedom.
Yeah, that's not capitalism.
We have more freedom than the Chinese, but everybody has more freedom than the Chinese.
But more freedom doesn't mean that it's complete freedom. Otherwise, they would not wear any masks because they're being forced to in L.A. County, and it's mandatory now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Forced by the government. That makes it a socialist program. Okay. Capitalism is when people are free to make their own choices. Socialism is when choices are forced on you by the government.
Yeah, for the safety of the public.
And how is it keeping anybody safe? Masks don't work. They don't do any good.
Especially not these masks.
Wait, I called in about that.
Oh, she wants to change the topic. She can't handle an actual discussion about communism, the very thing that she calls in to frequently proclaim as the savior for all mankind.
Well, I mean, you admit that we got socialism, communism in America. So why are you saying the word any different or better than communism in China?
I'm not saying why are we better than China? Well, obviously, we don't have 25 million people locked up for nothing, but so that makes us better than China, but we're certainly not free here.
Yeah,
the reason we have poverty is because we have socialism.
We're talking about a matter of degrees here, right? I mean, just because, you know, China is worse doesn't mean we're not also, you know, it's bad here too.
Yeah.
Any place you have a government, you're not free.
We live in an imperfect world. This is planet Earth. It's almost like hell here.
You support this. I just want to clarify. You support what the Chinese government is doing, locking people down 24 hours a day. No way they can leave their apartments.
No crime.
I cannot make a clear. I'm not running the country. I'm not living over there. I don't know how what's a bad crisis.
That's a cowardly excuse to have an opinion, Sarah.
Sarah, I have a question for you. Have you left your house in the last 45 days?
Yes, I did.
Isn't that contradictory to like what you're supporting?
Well, she's not taking a position. She's avoiding the question.
True.
She's saying they're doing what they have to do, but not saying she supports it.
Okay, why does everything have to be yes or no? Black and white. Things in life are not a complete black or white. Okay? I do not have proper knowledge. They're dealing the COVID virus in China where it's expand to the best of their knowledge. You know what I mean?
It's just a coward. It's a coward. Coward's excuse to say, "Oh well, the government knows best, so I'll just say they know what they're doing."
Mm-hmm. They clearly don't
know what they're doing. Sorry, Sarah. I don't think you would be wanting to stay at home in your trailer for, as you pointed out, Chris, 45 days, let alone a week.
Yeah.
Like 1 week would be insane for a lot of people. I mean, we've been in jail before, nobody, and we can see what happens for somebody on an overnight. Like, if you're there, you hear people come in, they're banging on the doors, they do not want to be kept against their will. It is something that is anathema to the human being.
Freedom is what the human soul craves.
Which is exactly why the Chinese...
The monster soul, which craves power.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration says gas with a higher ethanol blend can be sold this summer in an attempt to reduce prices at the pump. The EPA has issued an emergency waiver allowing the E15 gas to be sold. The agency is saying this will lead to a bigger fuel supply in addition to giving consumers more choices when they fill up. This, as a study from the National Academy of Sciences, says corn-based ethanol is a bigger contributor to global warming than straight gasoline. About one-third of Americans who participated in the Retirement Confidence Survey said inflation and rising costs of living are at the top of their concerns. The worst month Wall Street has seen since 2020 is done, stocks falling sharply with the tech-heavy NASDAQ and S&P finishing at new lows for the year. Inflation fears fueling Friday's sell-off. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is creating a disinformation governance board within the Department of Homeland Security. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan tells Fox Business Republicans can stop the board by not providing any money to DHS as part of the department's funding.
You tell Chuck Schumer and you tell the White House, if the Republicans are in control of the House or in control of the full Congress, we're not going to pass the appropriation bill unless that language is there, because we're going to protect the First Amendment.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that the board will address misinformation on issues like COVID-19 and the border. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is being suspended for 2 full seasons by Major League Baseball for violating its joint domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse policy. This comes as a result of a woman accusing Bauer of taking consensual sex too far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Thank you to Brian LaPlace, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And Brian is contributing at least $10 a month. He's at gold level, which really appreciate the support over there at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. And you get some cool benefits for doing that. We definitely appreciate the help. Thank you, Brian. And thank you to the over 80 people who support us via that Patreon. Once again, it's amps.freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Just, again, scrolling through some of these insane posts from the Northrop Gundam Twitter profile. You go back earlier today, there's an image from... Wait, I don't even know where this one was taken. It's somewhere in China. A groundbreaking invention from China, a confession booth, not with a priest, but connected straight to the Communist Party's central system with a webcam, and it says on the booth, Confession to Communist Party. And it's like a large phone booth where you can go and sit down, and there's a touch screen there, and then a camera, and I guess you can just tell them what you've done.
And who needs a god when you've got a government?
Why would anybody do this?
Again, it's a religion.
Does it give you immunity or something?
Probably
like,
not.
What's the incentive to, like...
Snitch on yourself?
Snitch on yourself.
Yeah. It's like he points out, it's a religion. I mean, these people, you know, they may believe they've done wrong, and they're harboring in their hearts the truth of what they've done, and they must let the Communist Party know.
This kind of reminds me, though, when people get questioned by police, and they confess everything, and it's like, why? What is going through your head?
They've been trained. They've been programmed to do this stuff. Let's go to Dimitri. He's on the line in Tennessee listening to WGOW in Chattanooga. Go ahead, Dimitri.
Yeah, absolutely. So do me a favor. Put a bookmark in the freedom is, imprisonment is anathema to the human condition for a second, because I have something to say about that, too. But
sure.
No. So about the China thing, they were talking about the neighborhoods. I couldn't believe what I was hearing about the denial about what's going on right now in front of everybody's eyes in China from whoever was on the phone earlier. There's a lot going on right now, but the way it works with the Shanghai lockdown is they apparently, this is what, you know, I follow a lot of China news and stuff, like actual stuff from there, or from around, you know, NCD, China Observer, stuff like that. But anyways, they first did neighborhood by neighborhood. So they would take a small neighborhood, and they said they were on lockdown, going temporarily on lockdown, and then it was a temporary blah blah blah. It became 15 days. It became an indefinite thing. And then next neighborhood happened. So it was kind of like a salami slicing thing, kind of how they take territory in a way.
Right.
They just did it slow by slow. You know, because Shanghai's huge. It's like 25 million people.
Correct.
City. It's like a mega city. So anyway, yeah. I mean, people are literally starving to death. When it's gotten so bad, when people, you know, dissidents have their organs harvested, when it's gotten so bad that they're leaking all of this stuff and even talking about it and even protesting, you know, it's really bad and legit. And you can see so many families, like people suffering, people screaming from the windows, literal, like, that. You know, there's some footage out there of what shows to be, you know, appears to be somebody that died because they, you know, because they're, what's it called? They had diabetes or something like that. And they couldn't get any medicine or anything because they couldn't go out. So at first, when they locked down, like, you know, neighborhood by neighborhood, they would allow one member of the family to leave at once a week for food. That's what they were doing at the beginning. It wasn't that big of a deal. And then suddenly they completely stopped allowing people to do that at all. And they have, I mean, China has a great, if anything, they do, like, you know, distribution, like, better than anybody. They're really good at it. They have a
great. Not when the government's in charge of it.
Well, yeah, right. No, exactly. The only reason they have any money is because the government allowed them to make money.
That's right.
It allowed them to have capital. That's literally the only reason they have any money. And the reason
that's right. That's the reason why China's standard of living has gone up significantly in the last few decades was because there was a loosening and a more of allowing situation for people to go into business there, even though the government's still involved at some level. And Chris, I know that you've got Chinese suppliers for Think Penguin.
Yes.
Maybe you know a little bit more about
this. I do, actually. So I've been trying to communicate with factories in China, and I've had trouble. So most of them are in, like, Shenzhen, not Shanghai. But Shenzhen has also been shut down. And it's, I guess they've let up a bit, but it's still basically shut down, I guess, or something to that effect. It's been about a month, I think, and I'm having issues with, like, getting responses from factories because I want to place orders with the factory and have stuff manufactured, and I'm just not getting any responses.
Do you know what percentage of these factories is actually owned by the Chinese Communist Party?
I don't.
I've always been curious about that, because I've always heard that they have some involvement
in
every company.
There is. I know 50.
Dimitri, go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say, since Deng Xiaoping was the one who allowed them to start, you know, having capitalism and doing things like that, and since Xi Jinping literally now, like, state was, you know, they had the kind of.
LRN.FM. On the radio. I do want to put you on hold here because you are, you know, you do know a lot about the topic, so I want to make sure we can get you on to finish that thought. We can give you a second crack here. Dimitri, just remember, you are on broadcast radio, so please don't do that again. What were you saying there?
Sorry about that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my bad. Sorry. No, I was going to say, so, it was a loose hold. They had it, but they have the option to do it whenever, like any government does. To take over, and eventually Xi Jinping came to power, and since he's been in power, he's been totally taking everything over, like crazy, like no other. The last couple of years, actually, in fact, you know, recently, and you know, it was through the anti-corruption campaign that was actually only, it was actually just taking you know, what's it called, attacking his political rivals, like in the Jiang Zemin camp. Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought.
So you're saying, just to clarify, you're saying the previous president...
Everything totally, nationalized again.
So the previous president opened things up, people were able to start businesses, and then the current guy, Xi Jinping, comes in, and he starts nationalizing businesses and taking them over.
Yes, and taking total control, and now it's gotten to the point where they're literally... They're starting a culture of, like, you know how the Alibaba guy, what's his name? I forget his name. Jack Ma. He got, you know, kidnapped by him, right? He got this beard for a little bit. He came out and he said he was fine. He was in talks with him, and now he's spending a ton of money to the government, and he's given up ownership of everything, basically, to the government now.
Yeah, I have to say, I was wondering what you were talking about there with the nationalization thing.
You said, sorry, what were you saying?
I was a little confused about what you were talking about with the nationalization thing, because there's definitely been a crackdown.
It was both. It started as he's been taking more control of companies and stuff, and now he's having wealthy elites now pay more money and start this thing of coming out and talking on video. We need to give more money and help the others around us more and blah, blah, blah. And he's literally, he's coming for their money now, too. Like, he's allowed a lot of freedom and a lot of power to a lot of people. And since Xi Jinping has come in, that's also, you know, everything's ramped up, literally. I mean, Jiang Zemin really started the organ harvesting thing against the, you know, Falun Gong in the late 80s, early 90s, I forget.
It does sound like you follow this pretty closely. Do you have relatives over there? Why do you have the interest? Just curious.
I obsessively follow a lot of China news and politics for years now, because it's so absolutely mega important for us, and especially in the recent years, become like one of the most important geopolitical things affecting us. So I follow a lot of it. I don't know if there's a lot. I can't, of course, think of everything off the bat.
It's insane over there. And thank you, Dimitri. Thanks, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight. And that does back up what I've heard from Lily Tang Williams, if I recall correctly, who's a Free Stater, libertarian activist here in New Hampshire, also formerly from China. She escaped. And she has said that similar things, that it was, again, I forget the guy's name, but the previous president had opened things up, made it so there was a lot more freedom in the marketplace in China, and that's when they really started to rise up out of poverty. And then this new guy is locking things down, taking things over.
There's definitely been a crackdown over the past year.
And it's been more than that, but because he's been around for a little while.
Well, it's ramped up over the past year.
Oh, I bet.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do
the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here. The remaining moments, we have enough time for you. If you dial it right now, we can get you in here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We've been talking about China, but we may shift focus to the European Union for the remaining moments here. I also want to invite you over to our website. We do have archives that go back for many years. You can subscribe via our podcast feeds. RSS feeds are available. Just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find a few links to those there. We've got the full feed that's got everything that we put out. We've got the digest-only feed, and we've got the full shows-only feed. You can find all of those over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Washington State, where Jack is on the line. Go ahead, Jack.
The new Homeland Security lady, I haven't heard you talk. I'm
the Minister of Truth?
Yeah. I'm just interested to see what you guys think.
Oh, we opened the show with that one tonight, but just to summarize for you, I mean, this is a terrible development, but not one that's unsurprising, given the way things have been going. But, yeah, it seems pretty much like a Ministry of Truth that they've created. What are they calling it? The Disinformation Governance Department or something?
Do you think it has any power? This is a real question. Do you think it can go anywhere, or do people sue against them? I'm really naive.
It's not really clear what exactly they are going to be doing quite yet, besides hollering about what they consider to be disinformation and likely using their buddies in big tech to crack down on it voluntarily. Whether or not they will have any quote-unquote power beyond that remains to be seen.
Regulatory power.
What do you guys think, though? I don't know how much time we have left, but do you think they actually have power? Because it sounds scary, if that makes sense.
I expect that eventually they will have the power to use violence, based on the fact that they're part of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're under the Department of Homeland Security, so I expect them to be either having their own thugs or directing the other government thugs in the Department of Homeland Security. But I would be very surprised. I mean, the government doesn't do anything that it doesn't do violently. You know?
I agree. What's the, like, plus minus versus the population versus your interpretation? It's like, where do we start winning?
New Hampshire.
Yeah.
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 Basically, so we
less than 20,000.
We can't.
By the way,
free,
I was so
there aren't enough libertarians in America to free the country, but there are enough libertarians in America to free New Hampshire.
Thank you, Jack, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Unfortunately, most people who care about freedom aren't willing to actually lift a finger to do anything about it. So we do get the best of the best here in New Hampshire, and that's going to make it even harder for the libertarians elsewhere who just aren't as dedicated. They're going to lose the best activists here to New Hampshire. We're going to be having making strides towards more freedom, and everywhere else is going to be getting less and less free. So over time, it will become more and more clear that New Hampshire is the destination for anyone that is actually serious about achieving more freedom in our lifetime, and hopefully eventually we'll have enough people here to where we can secede peacefully from the United States and actually then be truly the freest place on the planet by far.
Yeah, I mean, it seems already pretty apparent to me that New Hampshire is, it is achieving what it set out to do. I wouldn't have moved here if it wasn't, and I've been here over 5 years now, and it's amazing just all of the, and it's kind of interesting because it's like, you know, a couple of years ago it was like, okay, we're making progress, but we're, you know, taking two steps forward, one step back. Still progress, but now it's like we're taking three, four steps forward and no steps back. So I'm amazed, just like all the little things that we.
That's a bit of an exaggeration, but it definitely has increased in the last couple of years.
Well, I think if you look at the numbers in terms of movers
are up record levels,
right?
I mean,
and
that's gonna
number of reps, you know, that free stairs have
also
been elected.
Record levels. That's true.
Yeah, and
but you know, the cannabis decrim didn't make it through the Senate. So,
that's
I mean,
true.
There's still a lot more we have to do.
That's
we are
true.
Not there yet, but we're getting
it's
getting there.
You can see it. You can see it within.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, right. You can see that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. Even though before, you know, it's like it's unclear if there was light. Now, now it's pretty clear that there's light.
I agree with you there.
If we give it time, it will hopefully.
We need more people.
Continues,
we need
which
more
I think
people.
It will.
We need thousands more liberty activists. There are people coming in here every single week. There's moving parties every single week now. There's record levels of people migrating here. The housing market's hot. I mean, it is very, very expensive compared to what it was a couple years ago to move here. But it's expensive in a lot of places. Now,
yeah, waiting so long to move. If you've known about it, you waited too long.
No, it's still not too late.
It's not too late.
Get here
but
soon.
You should have moved. You shouldn't wait
you'll
any longer.
You'll wish you were here soon.
Right.
But it's still not too late because you've got a built-in group of people you don't know yet, but they will be your friends likely when you get here, and you'll already have things in common with them, and you just have to find the ones that you like hanging around the most.
Yeah, it's amazing being surrounded by people who can actually see reality. You know, it was living in the rest in the other places that I've lived, it was like, you know, sometimes I would question my own sanity because it's like nobody else can see what I can see. Maybe it's not real, you know. And now, you know, being surrounded with people who understand is makes all the difference.
Yeah, I've done a lot of traveling in my lifetime, and all over the country, all over the world, and there's nothing like New Hampshire. I didn't even know what it was like to be in New Hampshire until I moved here. Well, I mean, maybe a little before I did have an idea, but yeah, I mean, I was shocked. I can't believe what has been accomplished by the migration. It just
with just a few thousand people.
Yeah, it's unbelievable to me. I've never known.
And they're pissed, by the way. The statists are not
really
happy about this. They are having seminars about free staters. In fact, they were supposed to have one this week, and they basically scuttled the thing. They were going to do a in-person seminar at a library out on the seacoast by the Democratic Party of, like, the seacoast or whatever, and it was going to be one of these anti-free stater things where they have a presentation and how we can stop the free staters and,
good luck.
You know, that kind of thing.
Move to New York, guys.
Too late, guys.
Just give it up.
Yeah, and what happened was a bunch of free staters showed up, and And they were supposed to have an online component where if you couldn't make it physically to the library, you could tune in online. Well, they locked out everyone from coming into the online thing because people were trying to join online.
Right,
and
right.
They don't know who's who. Right? They don't know who's trying to join, so they just said no to everyone who's trying to join online. And then in physical reality, of course, they couldn't as easily block people out of the room, so they basically just scuttled the whole thing, and they didn't really even talk about it.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm always amazed. What do you do when you're having an anti-porcupine event and you get overrun by porcupine?
Yep, you give up. Go home.
Yeah. And then make plans to move to New York. New York would love to have some more statist bullies.
Yeah, absolutely.
To add to their already admirable flock. So, you know, Massachusetts is very close. They would love to have you.
See, the thing is, we all benefit.
If you're in New Hampshire and you hate freedom, there's someplace else for you to be.
Yeah, Jeremy Kaufman from the Free State Project and Library, LBRY.com, he made this point. It's like, libertarians existing anywhere outside of New Hampshire is a threat. It's not much of a threat, but the people in the state don't like libertarians because they want to shut the state down, right? Like, they want to get rid of them. So if we can migrate as many of those libertarians here to New Hampshire and get the progressive, big government conservative, these people out of New Hampshire and send them to Massachusetts and Florida and, you know, New York or whatever, then everybody wins because then the statists get to be in more statist places and then more libertarians can come here and everybody gets to be with the people that they're more like, so they have a much better time in life.
Yeah, I'm always get the best laugh when I hear the grumblings going on, you know, from non-libertarians about how we've already taken over.
Yeah, they're actually saying that.
Oh, you
stuff.
Ain't seen nothing yet, baby.
Right?
You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. Just wait.
And here we are. Here we are thinking, what are you talking about? We haven't taken over yet. Like we're actually close. We're actually saying, like, we haven't taken over yet.
Right, but they are literally accusing the Free Staters of dismantling the government.
We're getting there, guys. Yeah. I this is what I'm talking about. Like, we're getting there. We're not there yet, though. Like,
they think we're there, though.
I know, they do. They really think we're there already. Yeah, we're not.
And the Free Staters.
Wait till they get a load of real
Yeah, the Free State Project, by the way, at Free State NH, keeps posting all this hate of people saying exactly what you're talking about. It's really entertaining. Check out Chris tomorrow on his show, Freedom Decrypted, at freedomdecrypted.com. You're going to be covering the EU, which we didn't get to.
Absolutely.
And what's going on with the tech crackdowns going on there. So check him out at freedomdecrypted.com, and we'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com in the meantime.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.